888.
8:33, let's check in with Little Dixie Regional Libraries.
Best day of the week.
And
good
Rachel
morning, Brad.
Grimm, director's
yes.
in, who she has already proclaimed it's winter.
I did. We were walking down here today.
It's kind of a 39. Reaction to 35, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, it's cold. Oh my! But you know, like in March when it's 35, we're going to be like, woo, this is springtime.
That's exactly right.
But whoo, it's chilly this morning.
And Abby, you got to get in. You got to get going here. Or Rachel's going to outdo you in the spirit department. Okay, Abby Emerald's here, and she's got a new kitten.
I sure do.
We don't have to talk about that.
Abby got a new kitten yesterday. Yeah. Somebody brought it to the library.
A stray at the library,
and then Abby took it home, and now it has a new home. So yes,
I had to take her. She's adorable.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you
on this life. Changing moment.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got Halloween coming up, so I guess escape rooms kind of fits in, doesn't it? Actually, escape rooms can be all year.
All year long.
Yeah.
But you're going to turn the library in Moberly into an escape room.
I'm definitely going to try to. Okay. So this is actually the second one that I'll be doing. It's called The Case of the Haunted Library. I'm not going to spoil, but for anyone that doesn't know what an escape room is, it's where a bunch of participants are locked in a room, and they have to work together to solve puzzles in order to be able to break out within a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you don't do that, you have to stay at the library all weekend, right?
Yes, you get to clean.
You're just
for
trapped.
Us.
Okay. No, but it's a fun way. You got to work together, though, right?
Yep. Team effort.
Yeah, team effort. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are your teams full, or do you have some room for some teams?
Well, I've definitely got some room. Thursday, October 24th, I've got slots available at 10:30, 1:30, and 4:30. And then on Friday, October 25th, I've got room for 10:30 and 1:30.
All right, so they are filling up then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And does it cost anything to participate?
Nope, it's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should they wear loose-fitting clothing? Doesn't matter. It's not too bad.
Doesn't matter.
We don't have to scale walls or anything like that.
No.
No, okay.
This is probably best for ages 12 and up because, yes. I mean, it is kind of spooky. It's not scary, but it is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
And it does involve some complex puzzle-solving skills. But
yes.
It's great for, like, teenagers and adults. And mm-hmm. if you have a little bit of room on that time and you want to come hang out, it's mm-hmm. really going to be fun. We're really excited about it. The last time Abby did this, it was with our summer program, mm-hmm. she completely transformed. Like, and I'm not even, like, just trying to be facetious because she's sitting next to me. She completely transformed our programming room, and I was blown away. I really felt like we were in, you know, like a spaceship. I mean, it was so cool. She had lights, and you had no idea you were still in the library. And every single person that came to the escape rooms when we had it this summer, they were all blown away by how well done it was. And, you know, we don't have that here in Moberly, and so the library's trying to, you know, there's lots of places in Columbia you can go to do this, but Moberly's done such a good job, and Abby's done a wonderful job with this, and it's a great kind of bonding thing, puzzle-solving skills, great thing with your family, your friends. If you've got a free afternoon and you just want to come hang out with some new people, it's really fun, and I cannot even express how cool it is.
And save money.
And save money, yes.
They're not cheap if
you
go to the city and do an escape room.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going through the entire library.
No.
It's one room that you got to get out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One room, yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Abby will be there. So, you know, like if you get really, really stuck on something, you know, I think Abby's a helper. So that's always a good thing. But I'm very excited for it because I know Abby's going to do a great job. So
we got a couple members of my staff I'd like to send there.
Please do.
I've got spaces open.
Yeah. I'm thinking that maybe you'll just keep them.
It would be a good team building exercise. So if you have some people like fighting, please send them over and it would be fun.
And then if we have dead air, you'll know we didn't make it out. All right. So next Thursday and Friday, 24th and 25th, if I got my dates right,
yes.
A few slots open. Call
mm-hmm.
the library.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for Abby.
That's like maybe half because, I mean, you're mostly full. So those slots that she talked about, those are the only ones that are open. I mean, she's got Saturday's completely full. Mm-hmm. Friday's mostly full. So,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Abby also helps out with the outreach program.
Yep.
What's happening there these days?
Well, I've been pulling books for people and getting them sent out and getting books back.
Do you want to explain what the outreach program is?
Yeah, sure. So what I do is I get books for people who can't get out. So anyone who's like disabled or homebound or they just have a hard time in general, I will bag up books once a month and I will deliver them to their house or to their residence. And then we have a delivery driver who will drop them off and pick up books, so that way they don't have to leave.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as you said last time, you work with nursing homes too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So if you would like to enjoy the services of Little Dixie Regional Library, but you can't get out as easily, that's a great service.
Abby pulls fiction, nonfiction, DVDs, magazines, large print books, anything you might be interested in from the library. She pulls books on CD, maps, I mean, anything you're interested in. Abby will pull it, and then once a month we'll deliver it to your home. So it's a great service, even if you may not be interested in it, but if you have a friend or a loved one who might be interested in it too, please share the information with them, because we're always looking to grow it, and it's completely free, completely free. So we want people to enjoy the service.
Yeah, and then you come back and pick them up?
Yep.
And is this just the Moberly Library? I was trying to remember if there's others.
Our Paris branch, I think, has some they deliver to as well.
Maybe as well, but you do the Moberly area. Okay, yeah. Very good. Abby Emerald there, and Rachel Grimm, computer classes.
We have computer classes. We have a computer basics, number one, on Tuesday, October 29th from 9:30 to 10:30. This is going to be kind of talking about what a mouse and a keyboard is, getting started with a computer, kind of what some of the lingo with computers are that people may not understand. This is a very basic class, so if you've never touched a computer or if you have very basic knowledge, maybe this would be the class for you. We still have a lot of people that come to the library and that need help with computers, and they've never touched a computer in their life. So we had a state person not too long ago say something like, well, everybody uses computers, and oh no, they don't. So yeah. We just want to make sure that everybody has a chance to, you know, be on equal ground. So again, Computer Basics 1 is on Tuesday, October 29th from 9:30 to 10:30. Computer Basics 2 is the very next day, Wednesday, October 30th from 9:30 to 10:30. That's a little bit of an intro to the internet, talking about the menus on the internet and finding an answer to any problem. So like if you're maybe stuck on a website or something, this would be the class for you. Like, hey, I don't know how to print something, or I don't understand how to copy and paste. So this would be kind of a step up from the basics. Again, this is Computer Basics 2, and it's on Wednesday, October 30th from 9:30 to 10:30. They do ask that you call to register, just so we have enough computers. You don't have to bring your own computer. If you have a laptop or something you want to bring it, you're more than welcome, but you do not have to. And again, our phone number is 263-4426. Talk to Taylor. Taylor's our programmer. And if you have a weird question that you just don't know what the answer is, Taylor's going to be ready for you on Halloween. So from 9:30 to 1, she's going to set up half-hour appointments. So if you have a weird question, like you can't get into a website, you can't download this song, you can't, I don't know, we all have weird computer questions once in a while, give Taylor a call for Thursday, October 31st, and she will get you an appointment, and you can come in and we will figure it out for you.
All right, computer classes, check them out, Little Dixie Regional Library, Moberly location.
Absolutely.
Do you have a fall fest coming up?
We do. That is next week. We're super excited for it. Next week at Moberly Public Library, Tuesday, October 22nd from 4:30 to 6, we are going to be having the Library Fall Fest. If you've ever attended one of these programs, it's always fun. There's going to be lots of crafts. There's going to be snacks. And a reminder that it's sponsored by the Randolph County Literacy Council. So we have a huge impact with the Moberly Parents as Teachers. They're always there. The West Rand Parents as Teachers are going to be there. And I think maybe the Rennick Parents as Teachers, but I might be wrong on that. But I know for sure Moberly and West Rand are going to be there. And then, of course, your friendly librarians. So a reminder, that's Moberly, Tuesday, October 22nd from 4:30 to 6. And our Monroe County friends are going to be enjoying a fall fest on Thursday, October 24th from 4:30 to 6. And so that's also sponsored by the library and the Monroe County Parents as Teachers. This is probably best for toddlers and preschoolers, and then maybe kindergarten, first grade. But there's going to be lots of crafts, stories, snacks are always really popular with everybody, and it's going to be a fun time, so please join us, and we hope to see you there.
Now, which location at Monroe?
Paris.
At Paris.
Okay. Yes, sir.
4:30 to 6, Thursday the 24th, and the Moberly Fall Fest is the 22nd. 4:30 to 6. These are come and go?
Come and go. Yep, it doesn't matter. We wanted to make sure that people that, you know, get off of work at 3, that they have plenty of time to enjoy it, but people that get off at 5 or 5:32 would still have plenty of time to enjoy it. So it's always fun. I go. I always have a good time, and I don't even have kids, so I promise you that we will have cool crafts and cool programs, and you can see what's happening at the library.
Right. Last time you were in, you were telling us you were going to go to the Missouri Library Association Conference.
We did. That's why we're kind of off a week, right? We had a lovely time. I wanted to thank the Moberly Friends of the Library. They helped sponsor our trip. We went to the Missouri Library Association's annual meeting in Kansas City, and it was utterly lovely. We were able to attend programs on Reader's Advisory, on technologies, on trivia. What am I missing, Abby?
There was library security. Mm-hmm. There was one for escape rooms, true crime.
A lot of true crime stuff. Mm-hmm. We did lots of author stuff. There was lots of authors there. The author of Pig versus Pug was there. Oh, my goodness. If you've not read the book Pig versus Pug, it's about a pug dog and their owner adopts a pig. And the pig and the pug do not get along. It is one of the funniest books, like, ever. So please, if you've not read it, you need to check it out from your library, because it's hilarious. But anyway, that author was there, and it was just 3 full days of, like, library fun, and it was really, really good learning experience, and we have lots of new ideas for what we want to see going forward. So that was really great. And then last week, Abby and I and Kelly Garnett, our computer guy, as well as Taylor Beckett, the programmer, we all went to the Mornet conference down in Lake of the Ozarks. And it was really fun. We had a good time. We talked a lot with technology, computer security, ways to make our library better. We talked a lot about upcoming technologies that maybe we didn't know about. So I've got some ideas for some ideas. We played with a 3D printer a lot. Oh, my goodness. That's so cool. So that's something that, you know, we're going to dream about for a minute. We're going to try to get. But it was really cool. But we had a lovely time, and it was a good experience.
Good.
It was fun. But so thank you to the organizations, Mobley Friends of the Library, as well as Paris Friends of the Library, for helping make these experiences available to us. And we really enjoyed ourselves. And it was a great learning experience.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Learned lots
All
of
right.
stuff.
Lots of things happening at Little Dixie Absolutely. Regional Libraries. Rachel, for folks who want to contact you, again, the phone number and your social media contact.
Absolutely. It's 263-4426. And Paris is 327-4707. Or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Little Dixie Libraries. And again, escape rooms are filling up. So you call Abby. She would love to hear from you. And we want to fill these up.
All right. Yes. It's going to take you 3.5 minutes to get back. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Or five?
Five, because it's cold. We're going to walk slow.
Because that's right, because it's the dead of winter. So, but call her as soon as she
Please
gets
do.
Down there and make your reservation so you
yes.
don't get left out.
Absolutely.
Free escape room at the Moberly Library. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Rachel and Abby, my guests.
Before the snow starts flying, it's a great time to get your vision.